Village Police Officer Anna Bill has thought about quitting her job many times. It's the community that keeps her going.
People on the street would literally just stop and come over and give me hugs, telling me not to give up.
As the community's de facto first responder, Anna's responded to dozens of suicide attempts with little training or support. For now, though, Mountain Village is quiet. It's a dusty Saturday afternoon, and Anna has finally gotten some sleep. And it's the day of the March of Hope. When we arrive at the school, about 15 kids and young adults are goofing off near the jungle gym, unfurling a long banner drawn on butcher paper.
Hi, Silas. How's you?
The March of Hope has been organized by Mountain Village's tribe to promote suicide prevention. It's just one of about a dozen events and initiatives that the community's launched in the past few years.
If YK is not going to step in and help us with these issues, who's going to do the follow-ups? How often are they going to follow up on them? What can we do for their aftercare?
In a region struggling with budget cuts and an overburdened healthcare system, Mountain Village is developing systems of its own. And mental health experts believe this grassroots approach to suicide response is actually more effective than an institutional one. Flying suicidal people all over Alaska for treatment is expensive, not to mention disruptive for patients. And the clinicians in places like Bethel or Anchorage don't fully understand village culture.
We have really short-term clinicians that work in those places. We really don't know anything about how things work locally.
Lisa Wexler is an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts. She started out as a clinician in Northwest Alaska and has studied Alaska Native suicide rates for the past 20 years. In her view, the solution should be to empower communities to care for their at-risk neighbors themselves. Programs that can be implemented locally should be encouraged and funded. Healthcare providers throughout the state agree, though few of their initiatives have actually reached Mountain Village. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel has placed a behavioral health aide in the village, for instance, though turnover in those positions is high. Mountain Village has made do without one for up to a year at a time. So the community is cobbling together grants to fund its own programs.
Well, to me, it's just overwhelming.
Leanna Wild is the program director of Native Connections, the group behind Mountain Village's March of Hope. Funded by a federal grant to the tribe, the group is devoted to mental health and suicide prevention. Wild and her partner, Sharon Alexi, recently received training in suicide response. They haven't responded to many crisis situations yet, but Alexi says they both know how to support people who are considering ending their lives.
They need to feel valued. That helps them to feel like somebody cares.
Mountain Village created its own Department of Justice last February, which tries to address the underlying trauma that can fuel suicidal thoughts. Tribal judges like Eugene Landlord provide substance abuse counseling.
When they're sober, they come and thank me. And I tell them, you're the one that should be congratulated, not me.
The tribe's wellness coordinator, Daphne Joe, works with survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse.
People who are victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse, it does hurt a lot. It's a scar. But I try to give them hope.
The community holds regular healing circles, and a group at the local Covenant Church has created a chapter of Fire and Ice, a substance abuse support group that's similar to Alcoholics Anonymous. These programs aren't perfect. Mountain Village can be disorganized, and none of these programs have the funding they need. But while the Waihe Delta's suicide rates can be daunting, solutions to the problem can be simple. Experts like Lisa Wexler have found that a single heartfelt conversation can make a difference. In Mountain Village, Native Connections sponsors movie nights, field trips, game nights, and basketball camps, all to build a sense of community. Sharon Alexi says the events help young people build coping mechanisms and problem-solving skills.
Because to me, a kid knows a lot but doesn't understand a lot. You know, it helps them grow and flourish and prosper into a healthy young person.
The March of Hope grows as it weaves through Mountain Village. Kids are running behind Anna's truck. Sharon Alexi holds a handmade sign and looks excited.
I'm pretty satisfied with the turnout, actually. I saw somebody recording, they're waving, they're aware now. They could see that we're trying to bring hope.
The march ends at the old airport, where a group of about 20 kids gets ready to roast marshmallows and hot dogs. Anna shows up with a large grill, but doesn't stay long. Pretty soon, she's back in her truck.
Mountain Village Police Department, VPO Bill.
There's been another call. About a month after the Walk of Hope, we received a text from Anna and gave her a call right away.
Let me read to you the letter I turned in when I resigned.
After 8.5 months as a village police officer, Anna Bill decided to quit. And in the fourth and final episode of this series, we're going to find out why. In Mountain Village, I'm Teresa Cotsarillas.